It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now.
Hey, thank you, Tom Dooley, and good Friday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on the BPN Radio Network. BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, on the air anytime, anywhere. And we want to thank those of you that gathered yesterday on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., in the March for Life, which we fully endorse here on the Breakout Prayer Network. We thank you for listening, praying with us. We have churches and cities all across America and individuals that are praying with us. And also we want to welcome those of you that are praying with us in the United Kingdom, Canada, South Africa, France, Germany, China, Australia, Mexico, Bahamas, Pakistan, Guatemala, Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Spain, Belgium, Netherlands, Switzerland, Serbia, Poland, Republic of Moldova, Burundi, Africa, Kenya, Africa, Malaysia, the Republic of Korea, all around the world. People are praying with us here for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. It's going to be a great day here on BPN Radio, and we're going to be praying for prayer requests. I'm going to be talking about prayer, and it's going to be an awesome day. It is a good day to pray. And so in the next hour, we're going to pray. It's the hour of power. And so we just welcome you that are praying with us here. We pray the will of God be done in this program. We come by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus. It's a good day to pray. And Godfrey Bertle is going to lead us. We're going to sing because we have a lot of things to pray about here on the BPN Radio Network for a Friday. Welcome.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes.
The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus my King. And I say Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day.
Yes.
The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus.
Good day.
This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day.
And I say Jesus is Lord.
Yes, he is. Jesus is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord of all. Yes, Jesus is Lord. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day.
This is a good day. It's time to pray, everybody.
Is Lord.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord in this nation. That's Godfrey Bertle here on BPN Radio, singing This Is a Good Day to Pray. And we're going to pray today, and I believe in God for a million people to pray with me in America, 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders in America. The key to successful living is prayer. I'm gonna talk to you about prayer today because I'm believing that people all across America and different nations of the world are going to begin to respond to the call to pray. The call to pray. And, in 1966, as a radio announcer, as an engineer at a radio station, being having to go to work at 3:30 in the morning. One morning on my way to work, I just blurted out, "God, I'm so unfulfilled in life. What can you do for me?" And I heard the Holy Spirit say right back to me, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I will change your life." I responded, "There are opportunities in life." And the very next morning, I set two alarm clocks. And the first voice that I heard was, "Oh no," because I now was getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I was not doing it for my nation or my church. I was doing it for me because I realized there was more to life than what I was living, more to do than what I was doing, more places to go than I was going, and more people to meet than I was meeting. There was more to life. And so I got up and I responded. There are two major reasons. There are two major reasons that we pray. We pray to know God, and we pray to know what He wants us to do. We pray to know God. We pray to know what He wants us to do. There are three levels of prayer. First of all, the desire level. We must have a desire for God. We must desire spiritual things, and we must desire for the will, plan, and purpose to be done in us as individuals. So it's the desire level. The second level is the discipline level. Somebody said, if God wants me to pray, then He'll wake me up. No, you big baby, you wake yourself up. Set an alarm clock or two alarm clocks if necessary. That is the discipline level. And then the third level is the delight level. And the Bible says if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart. And so you must understand there's a natural and there's a supernatural, and your mind cannot comprehend all the things that God has for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, the natural man cannot receive the things of God, neither can he know them. And so a man will plan his own way. That's what the Bible says, a man will plan his own way, but it's the Lord that directs our steps. So you can make all of your plans, but you will be limited on how successful you can be in your life if you don't pray. So I pray for two major reasons. I pray to know God, and I pray to know what He wants me to do. So, you know, I need to know Him, and to know Him, I need to spend time with Him. And so prayer is spelled F-L-O-W. Prayer is spelled R-H-Y. THM. So prayer is a rhythm and a flow. And so you just get up and get into the day early. You say, "Well, I don't know exactly how to do that." Well, you just set your alarm 1 hour earlier than you normally do. Just give God the first hour of your day. And I'm just calling people to pray today, because if you want to be truly successful in life, you've got to know God, and you've got to hear what He's saying about your life. Someone sent me this article from Kathy Ireland, and she wrote this little article called Turns Off Anxiety, Waking Up to God. She said, "I have to start my day with honoring my priorities, or the stress is unmanageable. My coping skills go out the window, and I'm not effective." Kathy explains of why she wakes up at 4 a.m. to pray and read her Bible. "You can tell when I haven't had the time because I'm pretty scattered. We can't control our circumstances. Crises can and does happen all around us," she wrote. "But happiness, to me, can't be taken away regardless of our circumstances. It's that peace in our heart that we have faith and honoring my priorities that give me that." So even Kathy Ireland has time to get up and pray. And so she's learned the key to successful living. And I believe that is giving God the first hour of our day. And so in 1966, I got up and I began to spend an hour with the Lord. Somebody said, do I have to pray an hour? No, you don't even have to pray at all. You get to pray. And so, but I found that there's something very supernatural about an hour. Jesus said to his disciples, could you not tarry 1 hour with me? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? And so I just believe there's a principle there, and that is very encouraging and very life-changing. And so when I begin to get up and begin to pray, I begin to hear the voice of the Lord. Then I begin to see what I was hearing. Then I begin to say what I was seeing and hearing. And then eventually I begin to do what I was saying and what I was seeing and what I was hearing. That is the four steps to the proper progression. So I'm going to pray with you today. I'm going to pray that you will move into that place where you say, I'm going to give God the first hour of my day. And some of you say, well, I'm just struggling to get up now. I'm struggling. There's no way I could do that. But you can. You can. And if you will begin to practice that, going to the room, shut the door. Don't take your iPhone, your iPad, your computer. Don't take any of that paraphernalia with you. Maybe take a pad and a pen. And don't be making your to-do list while you're in there with God. Shut the door. Come into the secret place, and the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal secrets to you. I guarantee. So I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. I pray in Jesus' name that you will speak to people today on this Friday about the call to pray, which is the highest call in all the world, higher than the call to preach, than the call to prophesy, than the call to be the president of the United States. The highest call is the call to pray. Because when we pray, we know God and we know what he wants us to do. So Lord, speak to people. And we know, God, there's only two times that we do pray, when we feel like it and when we don't. So regardless of what our age might be, help us, Lord, to spend that valuable, invaluable time with you, setting the priorities of our day, praying, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so, Father, we must set ourselves to pray today. We must set our face and our faith to pray today, knowing that you desire to speak to us. So I pray today in Jesus' name that you will speak to those that are praying with me today here on BPN Radio. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray that you will speak to us today to give you the first hour of our day, to hear your voice, to seek your face, and to begin to spend that time in prayer. So I'm going to set my face. I'm going to set my face today to seek the Lord. And I just believe that there is an enormous call for people to set their face and seek the Lord and pray today, because I believe the Holy Spirit on this Friday is issuing that call to pray. Godfrey Bertel is back. We're going to set our face.
I will set my face to
I'm going to set my face to seek the Lord today. We are setting our face to seek Him with all of our heart today. Yes, we are. And we are so thankful. We're so thankful to have you listening in here on BPN Radio as we pray and seek the face of the Lord. This is Big John Hall now. We're going to pray.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from.
John Hall, that's my friend from Fort Worth, Texas, singing the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so forth and so on, the prayer from Matthew chapter 6. I want to remind you, you're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Thank you for praying with me here on this Friday. And it's a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day. It's a marvelous day. It's a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in this day. If you want to donate to BPN Radio, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you go down to the donate button. You can donate by PayPal, credit card, debit card, and your gifts are tax deductible. And you can help us call America to pray. Praying for revival in America today, another spiritual awakening. I believe there's hope for America. Hope for America. And as we pray, we believe in the name of Jesus that things are changing. Yes, they are. We appreciate those that gathered on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. yesterday in the March for Life. And, of course, we pray right now in Jesus' name that every baby in the mother's womb will come out safely and will live and not die. Declare the wonderful works of God. And as a nation, we repent for the 60 million babies that we've aborted over the last well, since 1973 when the count was taken. And so we repent for that, and we ask God to have mercy upon us. And we just have certainly, of course, are pro-life here on the Breakout Prayer Network. We're having some difficulties with our Let's Pray America website, and hopefully we'll have that up very, very soon. But you can go to bpnradio.com and to get all of our information there. We're talking about prayer today. I believe the Holy Spirit is calling people to give Him the first hour of your day. And you say, well, how am I going to pray that? We just take Matthew chapter 6, and you use that as an outline. And God called me to pray, the highest calling in all the world, before He called me to preach or to be a prophetic voice. He called me to pray. And that was really the beginning of my second life. My first life is where I made my own plans. I was a Christian serving the Lord, but I was making my own plans. And the Lord said, a man can make his plans, but it's the Lord that directs our steps. And so I planned on having a career in radio, being a general manager of a radio station or a group of radio stations. Owning my own radio station actually was my ultimate dream. But then God called me to pray. And as I began to pray, I began to hear the voice of the Lord. 5 months later, I was called to preach in a David Wilkerson meeting. He laid hands on me, and I began to preach almost immediately. And this June will be 49 years of ministry, 49 years of preaching the gospel. So I begin to get up and pray, give God the first hour of my day. And, of course, there are some people that says, well, how? What is so important about getting up in the morning time? Well, we get up before life begins. We get up in the morning time before our day begins, before all the activity starts. And the Lord gave me a passage of scripture that might be helpful to you here today on BPN Radio. And I'll just read these scriptures. It's not a preaching session or teaching session, but I think here's some principles that could really, really help you in your call to pray, your prayer life. So the Lord gave me this. It says in Exodus chapter 16, then the whole congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people should go out and gather a certain quota every day that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. It shall be on the sixth day that they shall prepare what they bring in. It shall be twice as much as they gather daily. So it was that quails came up at evening, covered the camp, and in the morning, the dew lay all around the camp. And when the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round substance as fine as frost on the ground. So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? What is this? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. So they gathered it every morning, every man according to his need. And when the sun became hot, it melted. And the house of Israel called its name manna. And it was like white coriander seed, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And the children of Israel ate manna 40 years until they came to an inhabited land. They ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan. So I compare manna to prayer. Listen to me for just a few moments. This could literally change your life. While the children of Israel were journeying in the wilderness for those 40 years, every morning God gave them manna. Now, it wasn't just for a day or two or a week or a year. It was for 40 years, so it had to be very special. It was new every morning. In other words, it was not the same old, same old. It looked like a coriander seed, but its taste was honey, and it was fulfilling. They were always fulfilled by eating that manna in the morning time. And so, but the Bible said that they had to gather it before the sun came up. After the sun came up, the sun would melt the manna. They would only get a few crumbs. And so that's the way prayer is. You know, if we wait to pray, just say, well, I'm going to pray sometime during the day. But then your day begins and the schedule begins and all sorts of things begin to happen. And pretty soon you go through the day and just say, well, I don't know what happened to my day. I just got so busy. But the Lord would like to have the first fruits of your day. Like manna, you can gather your manna before the sun comes up, before your day begins. It's just you and God, you and the Holy Spirit in that secret place with Him talking to you about your life and you talking to Him about how much you love Him and appreciate Him. And simply using the Lord's Prayer for the outline. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we just come into His presence each morning by the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your son or daughter, whichever it may be. And acknowledging that God is Jehovah. He's not just any God. He is Jehovah. He is Jehovah Tsidkenu, our righteousness. He is Jehovah Makedesh, our sanctification. He is Jehovah Shammah. He gives us guidance and direction. He's Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Jehovah Rohi, our shepherd. Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our guard, our rear banner, our protector. And so we just come acknowledging Jehovah God by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus. And then, of course, we come asking for forgiveness. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Cleanse us, purify us, make us holy by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus. And so then we pray the hedge of protection about us and our family. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And we put on our helmet of salvation, our breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit, watching for the saints and praying in the Holy Ghost. And so then we just pray the hedge of protection over us, our families, our possessions, our stuff, our president, vice president, governor, our nation, and whatever, whoever else you want to pray the hedge of protection about. And then we, of course, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray the will of God be done in our lives. We ask God to set up divine appointments and divine connections for our lives. We ask the Lord to direct our footsteps, direct our paths. And we pray the will of God be done in our family members. And we pray the will of God be done in our leaders. The will of God be done in our city, our church, our pastor, the nations of the world. The will of God be done. And then, of course, we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And we pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. And we just ask God forgiveness. We repent also on behalf of the sins of our nation. And then we forgive those that have hurt us, offended us, abused us, misused us, done us wrong. We walk in love and forgiveness. And we know that forgiveness is not an act of our emotions. It's an act of our will. And then, of course, we pray, give us this day our daily bread, whatever we need, have need of that particular day. He gives us daily bread. We're not to fret, worry, be anxious about tomorrow, but we set ourselves daily in prayer to seek the Lord, knowing that God desires to do great things in our lives. So let's just take a few moments right now as we come boldly into His presence by the blood of Jesus to pray the will of God be done in our lives as Courtney Vandeveer Pierre plays. some worship music. Let's just pray right now, the will of God be done in our lives and members of our family here on this Friday. Join me right now. I set myself in agreement with you here on BPN Radio on this Friday that the will, plan, and purpose of God is going to be done in your life today. You must understand that when you came out of your mother's womb, that the Lord had already designed a wonderful plan for your life. But there is a force of darkness. Satan desires to overwhelm you, tell you that life is not worth living. So many things happen in life. The Bible does say that we will go through temptations and trials and tribulations, but we'll always come out victorious on the other side if we trust in Him and believe in Him and operate according to His Word. And so today, I just declare in Jesus' name that the plan that God has for you is a good plan to give you a future and a hope. And I set myself in agreement that the will of God be done in your life. I don't know, those of you are listening today to BPN Radio and praying with me today, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I know that God is a good God and He is with you. He said in His Word that He would never leave you, never forsake you, but He would go all the way with you, even to the end of the world. And so I pray for you today that the will of God be done in your life and that you fail not and you faint not and you do not grow weary in well-doing. For the Lord is your strength. He is your source. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you. That's what David said. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. So would you trust Him today? Would you put your confidence in Him today? Would you just say, Lord, your will be done in me. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in my life today. Just go ahead. Talk to God about it for just a few more moments because He hears. The eyes of the Lord, the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and His ears are open unto their cries. And so I know that you've been made righteous by the name of Jesus and, of course, by the blood of Jesus. So why don't you just say this morning, I'm going to respond to the call to pray. I'm going to commit myself to giving the first hour of my day. And, God still hears you if you want to pray 5 minutes or 10 minutes. But I'm talking about if you want to become a prayer. And I've taught prayer for so long and so many years. And I know that a prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R, is one who has a certain time and a certain place. And, of course, I collected that from Mark chapter 1. Jesus, rising a great while before day, went out into a solitary place, and there He prayed. So He had a certain time and a certain place to pray. And I believe not only does God want you to be a prayer, have a personal prayer life, but I believe he wants you to be a prayer leader. And you know, here at BPN Radio, we're believing God for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders. And I want to give you an invitation. If you are a prayer leader or you have a desire to be a prayer leader, I'm inviting 100 people, 100 prayer leaders, or those who desire to be a prayer leader, to Austin, Texas, April 9th through the 11th. That's a 911 call, April 9th through 11th, and that will be held at Compass Church in Austin, Texas. There's 100 places, there's 100 seats, so I'm inviting 100 people, the first 100 people, and I'm going to give you more information on that in just the next day or two. But you come to Austin, Texas, April 9th through 11th. We'll start on Thursday night, Friday morning session, Friday night session, Saturday morning. There will be information, there will be instruction, and there will be impartation, accompanied by lots of prayer. And so it's going to be a wonderful time. And so you might need to make plans to come and be with us in Austin, Texas, because we believe in the prayer and the power of prayer, and we believe the solution to our nation and all that we're facing here is prayer. I want to pray for take a few moments to pray for some individual needs right now. And because I believe that as we set ourselves in agreement, that God is going to supply every one of these individual needs. And if you have an individual need, you can get that to us by going to our website at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. Go down toward the bottom of the page, and it has prayer requests. You double-click that, and then you put your prayer request in, and then you hit the submit button. It will go directly to our national prayer team. Our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, will take that, send it out to our prayer team, and they will be praying with you and for you for the next several days. Here's a request from Sharon, and she wants prayer for her son, James, who is falling into drug addiction. He needs God's intervention, deliverance. Father, we pray right now, those people that are praying with me here on BPN Radio, we agree with Sharon for her son, James, her 27-year-old son, who is falling into drug addiction. It's a terrible addiction, and we know that Satan is destroying many, many lives because of people so addicted to drugs, and particularly young people and young adults. So we pray for God's intervention and deliverance. And we also set ourselves in agreement for other parents who have a son or daughter that's addicted to drugs, a terrible situation. We just pray, Lord, for deliverance right now. We bind the spirit of addiction. We bind the spirits of destruction coming against James and other young men and young women in our nation that have fallen into this trap. So we pray for deliverance for James and other sons and daughters today. They will be free from this terrible addiction and codependence in Jesus' name. We speak healing. We speak deliverance now in the name of the Lord. Here's a request from Greg. He wrote the prayer request to pray for his friends, Eric and Tater. Both of them have breast cancer. Father, we set ourselves in agreement for Erica and Tater, who both have breast cancer. We pray in Jesus' name. And I know that the Lord is a healer. My wife, Jean, was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2004, but she was miraculously healed. That's why I so believe in prayer. She was miraculously healed. And I'm setting myself in agreement with Erica and Tater and every other woman that is suffering from breast cancer today in Jesus' name. We speak healing. We curse every cancer cell in your body. And in the name of Jesus, we declare that you are whole. We know that Jesus died that we might have life, and he gave his blood, and the lashes were placed on his back for our healing. and by his stripes we were healed, and by his stripes we are healed. And so I speak healing over you, Erica. I speak healing over you, Tater. And I speak healing over every woman that is listening and praying with us today that has breast cancer. In Jesus' name, I just declare that you are healed in the name of Jesus. Also pray for everyone that has cancer today that is listening to this broadcast. We pray a special prayer today for Pastor Doug Carter there in Elliottsville, Indiana, the pastor of First Assembly of God Church in Elliottsville, Indiana. We pray for his healing right now on this malignant brain tumor. We just pray for Pastor Doug Carter's healing and every other person today in Jesus' name that's listening to the sound of my voice, that is praying with us today, that has cancer. We rebuke all cancer cells in your body in the name of Jesus. We pray for your divine healing, your divine health and wholeness and wellness. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And you may say, well, what if I don't get my healing? Yeah, but what if you do? Because he is a miracle-working God today. And we pray here. We set ourselves, those people are praying with me today, agreeing for people, agreeing for miracles, people that have cancer in Jesus' name. Wendy wrote the following prayer request. She needs prayer for her family. And they've been trying to have a baby for 3 years. And so she's undergoing treatment actually today. And they're praying for a miracle. So, Father, we pray right now in Jesus' name, for this family that needs to have a baby, desires to have a baby. And we pray for every woman that would desire to get pregnant, would desire to have a child. Lord, that you would do a special implant into that woman's, that mother's womb. In Jesus' name, you're a miracle-working God. And we pray in the name of the Lord. We pray for Karen, who would appreciate prayer for financial provision, clarity, and direction. So we just pray, Lord, for Karen, their financial needs. I know there's no pressure like financial pressure. We set ourselves in agreement today here on BPN Radio as we pray in the name of Jesus for every financial need, for every financial situation. We know that he is one that provides. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. So we pray for every financial need today in Jesus' name. Here's a request for Peyton, a little girl who has special needs, fighting pneumonia. So we pray today for Peyton. We pray that you would heal Peyton in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Here's a lady that wrote, Linda wrote, restoration of her family. Father, we pray that you'll restore families to today, relationships that have been broken, people that don't talk anymore. There's no communication. We just ask God that you would just come and minister healing to these families in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Father God. We trust you and believe you for every need. Whatever need that you might have, why don't you just express that to the Lord? He said, give us this day our daily bread. And so we're just going to pray right now. here on this Friday. I just sense lots of peace today. I just believe that the Holy Spirit is ministering great peace to you right now, in Jesus' name. And you know, Satan wants to take away our peace. He wants to always cause us to be in a state of confusion, indecision, upheaval. And I just bind all of that. The Bible says we have the power to bind and loose. I bind all spirits of disagreement, confusion. I bind all spirits of anger and frustration and rage and bitterness and backbiting and upheaval and anger going on in your home and your family. Just take authority over it in Jesus' name. Just speak peace right now. Bind all of those spirits. Just release the spirit of peace and contentment over your family, over your home. You know, there's some people that just don't want peace. But you must declare in your own heart and your own spirit, I'm going to be a peacemaker, not a peacekeeper. And there's a lot of people that just want to be peacekeepers, and that leads to inferiority, intimidation, passivity. But you need to declare, I'm going to be a peacemaker, and if need be, I'm going to go into my home and take some anointing oil, and I'm going to anoint the doorpost. I'm going to anoint the walls of my home. I'm going to anoint the furniture in my home, the beds in my home, and declaring that we're going to have peace. We're going to have a good night's sleep. For the Bible says when you lie down, you'll not be afraid. You'll lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. So I just pray for people today that you don't have sweet sleep. I mean, you're tossing and turning, and you don't sleep well at night. So I just pray over your sleep. I pray over insomnia, laying awake at night, tossing and turning. I just pray that God will give you sweet sleep, peaceful sleep, and that your home will be filled with peace, and there'll be no rage or anger, and you're just going to say today, I am a peacemaker in my home. I will not tolerate all of this backlashing and bitterness and contempt and persecution and anger and strife and envy and jealousy and competition and divisiveness that is functioning in my home. But I'm going to have a peaceful home. Jehovah Shalom is the Lord God of my home. I set myself in agreement with you right now. I just discern that you just need to pray those peaceful prayers over your home, your family, over BPN radio. There be no sibling rivalries, and that your children will love each other, will respect each other. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. I just pray, just speak peace over your own personal life. In Jesus' name, your own personal life. Just be great peace over you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, great peace. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Father, we just worship you today. We just worship you today. We just worship you. We honor you. We magnify you. And we glorify you. And we thank you, Father God, for all of your blessings in Jesus' name. Thank you for this day. Thank you for life and health and wholeness and wellness. We are so thankful, so grateful. Thank you for the people that's been praying with me today here on BPN Radio. I thank you, Lord, for these people that join me in prayer each day as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And Father, we set ourselves today in agreement that you're going to pour out your Holy Ghost power upon each and every state in America, on every city that's calling on your name. We pray in Jesus' name for another great awakening. We believe you. We believe in the power of prayer. We pray for President Obama and his family today. We pray for the 114th Congress, for the House and the Senate. In Jesus' name, that they would be spirit-led. They would stand for righteousness. We pray for Israel today, that you would protect Israel. We pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and we just pray that you give him boldness. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we just thank you today, Lord, because there is hope. There is hope, and we thank you today for the hope that makes not ashamed. Thank you for praying with me on this Friday. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time. And remember to go to our website at bpnradio.com and join us in prayer. Thank you for listening. We thank you for Michael Schonborn, who's the producer of this broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow. And we just declare that you're going to have a wonderful day. God bless you for listening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.